What's good, everybody? It's Kimmy, and I'm back with my motherfucking tea of the day. What's going on? This is season 4, episode 25, Cuatro y Dos Cinco. And let's get into expectations. Is it good to have expectations? I definitely feel like it's a good and it's a bad thing to have expectations, because when you have expectations, you unfortunately let yourself down. And you innately let yourself down because you have this expectations of whatever the situation could be. And you definitely, how can I put this? Like, you expect someone to treat you with honesty and respect. This is what you expect. And when they don't do that, then we're the ones left upset. We're the one left in tears and in pain and agony, or let down and just sad. But if we didn't have that expectation or that boundary per se, because I feel like expectation and boundary should kind of sort of go hand in hand. But if we never have that expectation of how this person should treat me, then you'll just accept and expect anything. You'll continue to expect being let down, even though that may not even be the case. This person may actually treat you right. This situation may actually be beneficial. But because we had this expectation of constantly being let down, because this is what we've seen and dealt with for years and years and years, and we haven't fully, I guess, fixed or corrected that situation, then it kind of blurs your mind, it blurs your vision of the real. And the whole aspect of not every situation or not everything is going to let you down. That everyone's going to let you down. We can't just expect that. But we can't expect us out of them. Yeah, let me say that again for the people in the fucking back. We can't expect us out of them. Because they will never give us us. They will never. They can't. As much as they would want to, as much as they may try, they just physically, mentally, emotionally, they cannot give us us. They can't give us our heart. They can't give us our pain. They can't give us our sorrow. They can't give us our strength. They can't give us us. We often project how people should treat us based off of how we treat others. And every time we do that, we hurt ourselves. Innately. But we definitely hurt ourselves because we have this preconceived notion that I know how I treat people, so people should treat me the same way. And I'm sorry, but that's never going to fucking happen. It's rare. I'm not going to say it's never going to happen. Because there are great people out there. There are people who actually care about people's feelings, who actually understand boundaries, who actually understand the genuineness of people. So within those people, you don't have to expect them to let you down, because you know that they're not going to. You don't have to expect honesty and loyalty from them, because you know that's a given from them. So again, like, it's kind of a double-edged sword. But let's get into intentions. Are we living our life with intentions? Are we dating with intentions? Are we progressing in life with intentions? Do we have intentions with our friends? What are your intentions with me? What are your intentions with yourself? Like, what is your intentions? Because everyone has them. Whether they believe so or not, whether they project that or not, whether it's underlined or not, everyone has intentions, whether it's good or bad. So what is your intention? So let's get into it. So, you know, we all know I'm single, XYZ. So I've definitely been noticing lately, like definitely like the last 6 months or so, that a lot of men are not dating with intentions. Or just a lot of people. Because I've heard from my friends that everyone's just so scared. They just want to vibe so much. And when you vibe, that's cute and all, but what intentions do you have with that vibe? Are you vibing to actually build something, or are you just vibing to waste someone's time? Because you're bored in this particular moment, in this fucking season, you're bored. Or are you secretly going to say, hey, I'm looking for a relationship, but knowing damn well your intentions is just to fuck. Your intentions aren't just to be. Your intentions is to find a home. Your intention is to not be a homosexual. Your intentions are not to have to go from house to house, from couch to couch, from bed to bed. So if those are your intentions, say that. If your intention is to find someone with a full-time job because you don't have the money, say that. Those are your intentions. Well, my intentions are these. My intentions are simply to get to know someone, to build with someone, to get into a relationship with someone, to become friends with someone, to build something like the old days, something nostalgic, something so different, so old. Because this new dating is for the birds. It's ghetto as fuck. And those are not my intentions. My intentions are not, it's not that. Like, you're coming and you're hitting me up on some sex tip. Or some, oh, I found you and I thought you was handsome. Let me see your dick. Absolutely the fuck not. Your intentions are wrong. Your intentions are your intentions. But have a good day. But do we have these same intentions with our friends? How do we expect our friendships to build and grow if we don't have, if our intentions are not pure, for one, and if we don't have difficult conversations with our friends? So, for me, like, my intentions with my friends is to actually grow as people, like, to help each other grow. With whatever that may be, like businesses or projects or this or that, emotionally, physically, whatever that is within your friendship, it has to be beneficial. It has to continue to be beneficial for it to work. And that's with any relationship. That's with family, that's with friends, that's with a mate. It has to be able to grow. It has to be able to expand. It has to be able to handle the storm, of course, but it has to see what it does. It has to. Because if it doesn't, then what are we doing? Why are we wasting each other's time if it's not growing? But with intentions comes accountability. So after we have these intentions with this person, or with this situation, are we holding them accountable afterwards? So after, these are my intentions. My intentions, right, for me right now, my intentions is to find a job. But my intentions is to find a job I'm actually going to like. So I'm not gonna really be great at a sales job. Because that's just not me. That's not in me. I don't mind trying it, but I don't wanna waste my time. I've already been in the company since 2009 and it's time. It's time to move on. It's time to move out. It's time to shape up or ship out. And it's time for me to ship out. So, with me knowing that I'm not going to be good at a sales job, I'm not going to apply for a sales job. My intentions is to find something that's going to pay me what I'm making, or, of course, more. More is always great. More is always needed. More is always what I want. And if I have to take a pay cut, it has to make sense. And if it doesn't make sense, then, of course, I'm not going to do it. I can't go backwards unless it's going to be beneficial to me in the end. If I know at the end goal, within, like, the 6 months or XYZ, I'm going to get a raise, and it's going to be substantially more than what I made, then, yeah, I'll take the hit for the 6 months, whatever that looks like. But if that's not the case, then I don't think I can fully just go backwards. I can't allow myself to do that. Because that wouldn't be fair to me. And with looking for a job with intentions, it's a great thing. It's eye-opening. Because then you know that you're not going to just pick any job. Because at this point in my life, I can't just pick any job. It has to be something better. It has to be something meaningful. It has to be something that's going to teach me something different. A field I've always wanted to go into. Or it's going to make my soul better. I'm going to feel like I've actually done something to help better the world today. Besides podcasting, besides getting on this platform, just in my real life, I've done something good today. While I was at work, I felt important today. Like, I felt like I made an impact today. With whatever that job may be for me, hopefully within the nonprofit or the financial field would be ideal. But if that's not where I need to be, then hopefully I find out where I need to be. But I'm only looking for jobs with intentions. I'm only looking for a mate with intentions. I want someone honest. I want someone loyal. I need someone local. I need someone who has a job, a full-time job, not a part-time. A full-time job. I need someone who is a go-getter, who still has time for me, who still is going to chase me. These are my intentions. If at any point in time when we're talking and I see that these are not being met, then there's nothing we can do. We're not going any further. Because I'm not going to waste my time. I'm not going to deny myself my intentions. I'm not going to deny myself my worth. I'm not going to deny myself my greatness and my power and my essence of who the fuck I am. I've done that already. Been there, done that. And I will no longer not have intentions within any relationship I have. Like, friendship. I need to grow. I need to have difficult conversations. I need to have great conversations. I need to be picked at some point within our friendship. I need to be picked. I need to be shown that I am important to you. I need to see it. I don't need to hear it because words are cute. Words are amazing. But actions seal the fucking deal for me. Actions show it all. If you say XYZ and you don't do XYZ or you have not shown me XYZ, then what are we doing? That's really, what are we doing? And where are we going? Are we going to fix this and move on? Or are we just going to move on? Or are we just going to act like nothing happened and then that's not beneficial to either one of us? And it's kind of just wasting time. Like, we know that it could be over. But we still want to hold on to something. Let it go. Cut the fucking cord. Let it go. This is for any friendship, any relationship, anything that is not beneficial to you in 2023. That is not helping you build. That is not manifesting anything. That is not purely happy for you and your growth. That is not cheering you on in the fucking corner like you cheer them on. That is not supporting you financially, emotionally, anything like you've done that. Then what the fuck are we doing? And if we're going to move on, if we're going to address the situation, if we're going to address the elephant in the fucking room, let's address it. And let's fix it. Because no one has time to waste people's time. No one has time to waste their time. No one has time to continue to hurt themselves. Because at this point, it would be a choice. If we keep on allowing and not setting boundaries, and we keep on allowing to be hurt, you're cutting yourself. If you keep on not having intentions with any relationship, you're cutting yourself. Be it, you're bleeding out, but you're blaming them. You can't blame them if you're cutting yourself. You're allowing this. And you're continuously allowing it. So this is now, this is not part of your everyday. This is not part of who you are. This is your aura. And your aura is becoming toxic. And when we realize that, So, question for you, everyone. Question for the room. I got asked this question from a friend. And the question was, would you like yourself now if he met you? And this is so flavorful. This is so minty colors. So, I would love myself, of course. But if I met me, would I like myself? I would like myself to an extent. I would definitely like myself to an extent. I would say I've grown and changed so much within my process, within my growth, that I would like myself more than I would if I met myself a few years ago. I can 1,000% agree with that. I don't know if I would like me. Because of course everyone still has flaws, everyone still has things that they want to work on and stuff like that. So in terms of that, I guess I wouldn't like the fact that I can be needy in a relationship. Per se. But just like in general, me still trying to figure out what I necessarily want to do in life. Of course, thing it changes within time and stuff like that, but that's probably one thing I probably want to like about myself. That I don't fully still know what I want to do in terms of life. Kind of thing. So, I feel like that's a layered question. Because as much as you grow, as much as you've done the homework, there's always still more homework to do, still more growth to achieve. So that's always a fantastic thing, because you're always going to continue to grow. You're always going to continue to hopefully better yourself. But that comes with time, and that comes with allowing yourself and giving yourself the permission to be that brave. Giving yourself that permission to truly live in all of your essence, all of your power, all of your ambitions, all of your drive, all of whatever goals you've had, have, and will have. All of the tears you've cried, all of the uncertainties, all of the not saying nothing when things should have been said, kind of aspect or attitude or whatever. Like, But yeah. So what do y'all think? Like, would y'all actually like yourself if you met you now? Would you be able to date yourself now? Like, who's actually been single and dated yourself? I have. But have you? Like, have you ever gave yourself the permission to deep dive within who you are? Because, ooh, it gets scary. It can absolutely get scary. It's a scary thing to really look at yourself in the mirror and realize, damn, I could be the problem sometimes. I literally can be the problem sometimes. Like, sometimes I may be off. And if I don't tell no one, I'm off today. Today's not a day. Today's not a good day. Like, today I'm off. Today I'm not well. But if you don't express that, then you got a problem. But one thing I can tell you, never apologize for what you say. Because it always comes from a place of truth. Whether it's a read, whether it's just the God truth. You can apologize for how you said it and how that statement made that person fail. Or that situation fail, whatever that looked like. But never apologize for what the fuck you said. Because at the end of the day, you said it for a reason. You said it because you meant it. You said it because it is what it is. And it needed to be addressed. Or whatever that case is. But never apologize for what you say. Because you said it for a reason. It came and it comes from a space of truth. And with social media, within this world, within how sensitive people are, we need truth. Truth will literally set you free. Truth is everything. It is needed. It is important. It is refreshing. To find someone who would tell you the truth is refreshing. To have someone say, hey, you fucking up, it's refreshing. To have someone tell you about yourself is fucking refreshing. Like, it's refreshing. It's an aha moment when you realize, like, ooh, I do that, right? Why does that person or why does that thing really get under my motherfucking skin? Why? Why do I allow that? What is it in me that can't take that? And why can't I take it? What is the real reason why I can't take it? Because it's deeper than what you think. I'm like, ooh. But why does that person really blow my bubble like that? I mean, when you realize that, and then you address it, then it's just a thing. It's literally just a thing. It has no power over you anymore. It has no power, no anything. And you can just continue to do what you need to do. Because it's not there. It's not physically there. It's not in your face. Boundaries. Last thoughts. All 2023, from now until the end of the year, if you do not have boundaries, get some. Set them. And hold them accountable for not living within your boundaries. Hold yourself accountable for still allowing them to disrespect you after you made a boundary. Give yourself permission to walk away if the boundaries are not met. If you set a boundary for peace, for inner peace, if you set a boundary for, hey, you can't talk about this person around me. Hey, you can't smoke around me. This is a boundary. Hey, you can't call me before a certain time. This is a boundary. Hey, you have to text me before you call. This is a boundary. Hey, you have to check up on me certain times a week. these are boundaries. And they may not like the boundary, they may not accept the boundary, which is okay. Because the boundary is for you. The boundary is a way to show you that you matter, that you care. And if this person does not care about you enough to live within this boundary, to work within this boundary, whatever that boundary is, then innately they don't care. So innately, you have to give them the walking papers. You have to tell them goodbye. And within that, you have to have that conversation with them so you can heal and you can grow. And you can fix yourself and fix whatever problems it was with you. But going forward, when we have to leave people, let's get into the aspect of having the conversation, not just ghosting someone. Because no one likes to be ghosted. So why do we do it to others? Why do we think it's okay to just completely walk away with no explanation? Because maybe the person never hurt you. Maybe the person did not understand the severity of it. You can be done. And that's perfectly fine that you're done. Just let them know since they're not stupid and they don't understand that you're done. Let them know. Hey, I'm done. You did XYZ. Certain amount of times. I had this conversation with you. Certain amount of time. So I'm going to go. So it's definitely you. It's not me. You have to hold yourself accountable. You have to really end what's not beneficial. You have to. And you have to give the same energy that people give you. Because, again, actions speak louder than words. And if your actions is not adding up to what you're saying, it's a problem. And we can fix it together, or we can go our separate ways. Last thing. Friendships are hard. Especially in your high school years to your early 20s. These are when you have the most friends. These are when you really build and mold and protect your friendships that you've built throughout middle school, throughout your younger years. And during this chapter, it gets fuzzy. And for this particular friendship I'm going to talk about now, I just want to say sorry. We had this conversation already, like publicly, and with ourselves. But I felt the need to come on this platform and devour and divulge this particular friendship. High school best friends. And we were everything to each other until we weren't. And within this chapter of my life, with our lives, I was unsure about a lot of things. I was unsure, particularly with you, of why we became friends. I doubted everything. I've doubted your love. I doubted you being there. I've doubted you really being there with everything that you knew about my past. And I didn't have the answers. I didn't have the words. I didn't have the words to explain how I was feeling. So I left. I left in a time when you needed me the most. And meaning that was unforgivable. And I truly apologize for abandoning you. Because you did not deserve that. And I know that's what you felt, because I've definitely felt abandoned by my friends before. I've definitely felt abandoned by family members. I've definitely felt abandoned in relationships. And that is the worst feeling to feel. And I really just want to apologize to you. Because when you needed me the most, I left. I quit. And I was a coward. In my own right. There's no explanation or word I can fully say, but by being sorry and by, this is the chapter of my life I was in. And I know we will never be the same. I know we can never go back to being best friends. As much as I would want that, as much as maybe you would want that, I'm not fully sure. We definitely had this conversation, similar conversations. I just wanted to let you know where I was and where I am now. And just allow us, give yourself the permission to take in my apology. Give yourself the permission to let us grow to where we need to grow. Whether it's being best friends again, whether it's just having a friendship, whether it's just being able to have conversations and be there for each other. Because this world is so cold, and this world can be so beautiful in the same breath. It's weird. It's weird how life is. But I just wanted to close off by saying, I'm sorry, Nene. Like, while you grow and while you really build yourself and work on yourself and do that homework, you really find out, like, all, not maybe not all, because they're so toxic, except we never met yet. There's still sides of each other we never met yet. But within this process, people, adults, please apologize to people you need to apologize to. Because it was you. You were the problem in that scenario. You were the problem in that relationship. It was not them. You can say it was them. You can blame them all the fuck you want to. Really. But it's not benefiting anything. It's not benefiting you. It's not benefiting them. And ultimately, it's holding you back. Because you have not taken accountability for your actions. And you have not taken accountability for your part of the story that was the right part. That was the true part. Because there's always two sides of a story, right? One, both has truth to it. But one is more accurate than the other. One is just smokes and mirrors. And the others, the actual accounts that happened. Let's get to the actual accounts that happened. And stop making it. Stop projecting victimization on ourselves. Because when we become a victim of our own story, who's growing from that? This was Kimi. I was back with my mother about the tea of the day. We got to do some things. This was about intention. This was about expectations. This was about boundaries. This was about not learning and holding yourself accountable for all actions. Stop victimizing and being a victim in our own stories. Take accountability, people. Laters. So let's not forget, if you want to hop on my podcast, it is Kimi Holder on IG, Kimi Holder on Facebook, and Kimi's Tea of the Day on Patreon. Kimi's Tea of the Day anywhere podcasts are available. And also, kiwisaveTheDay.com on my official website. If you have not gotten to a good gig on my website, you can leave an email address, leave an address, write a comment, and let me know what you thought of this episode. Like, let me know if it was given, if you got some information, if you got some tea that you want to add on to it, some jewels, some gems. Because, again, this is for us, by us, about us, to help us move past our traumas, past our hurt. And to address some shit. To address some fucking table talk that we are afraid to talk about. And I'm tired of not talking about it. I'm tired of not dealing with it. I'm tired of it being a suffering at the fucking Thanksgiving dinner. I'm tired of it being the fucking blue Starburst in the fucking bag. No, it's going to be bad. It's going to get bad. It's going to get pink. Because these are topics and these are situations that need to be had. These are conversations that need to be had. And we're going to have them here. So, be getting into some things. So, let's get ready. Later.